We did, in fact, find challenges with each of these warning systems, that each one has technical issues or wasn't quite performing as advertised.
One of the complications that we saw during this test was the spillover into areas that should not have received the wireless emergency alert. What kind of dangers would that pose during a disaster?
As a result of our experience here in the October 2017 wildfires, the FCC has mandated that telecommunications providers such as Verizon and AT&T and Sprint be able to better fine-tune the delivery of these messages to geographic areas, to basically within one-tenth of a mile of an area specified by a local public safety official. That is supposed to take place in November. In the interim, we wanted to see just how accurate the system was. And we found that there was, in fact, significant spillover from a targeted area. So, for example, in the Sonoma Valley, one of our test areas was the Kenwood area. But we found that the messages went far and wide, up and down the valley, into Sonoma, and even over the hill and into Rohnert Park.
On the other hand, were there many communities that should have received an alert that did not?
Guerneville and the Russian River. Many people there did not receive a wireless emergency alert message in Guerneville. Now, this may have been because of technical issues, like if you're on your phone while the message is being delivered, you may not receive a message.
So that's pretty fascinating that for the WEA alert, if you're on your phone, you may not get that alert message. That seems like a huge limitation considering how much people use their cell phones these days. Is that kind of every single time you're on your phone, or can you determine what percentage of the time that happens?
Well, no, we can't actually determine the percentage. We are actually using the results of this test to help the FCC address a current request for information from everybody in the nation about how good is WEA. And so our test is one of the few in the country that's going to help inform that discussion.
So another component of this test is that you selected the Roseland neighborhood primarily because there are a lot of Spanish speakers there. How did sending out the alerts in Spanish work, and were many of them received in the language they were supposed to be received in?
We delivered the message, and we'll plan to do so during actual events, both in an English version and in a Spanish version. Now, in Roseland, we reversed the order in which we delivered the messages. We delivered Spanish first and then English. We wanted to test and evaluate how well did both messages get through. Most people received both, but we found a lot of people were upset that they received the Spanish message only and no English. So that gives us an indication that even though we're using the same system, targeting the same area at the same time, that the telecommunications providers and the wireless emergency alert system are not necessarily consistent in how they deliver those messages. The world is a very uncertain place at times. As much as we would like to understand it and maximize our capability through our technologies to interpret it, many times that's just not going to happen. We need to be able to take care of ourselves and take action independently.